Azan, Azan, what was the atmosphere like where you lived when the EDL marched through that area?
It was quite scary because they marched past my house and then they went to a sort of bar near there and they camped outside. They were obviously chanting EDL. And look, I've got no problem with, you know, this ideas of nationalism. And in that sense, I would classify myself as quite nationalistic and quite really proud to be British. You know, I'm proud for what Britain has stood for.
Good
and
on you.
Those kind of things. And it's wrong that certain groups are trying to come in and they're trying to enshrine their laws in their own religious laws. I'm against religious laws. But by calling yourself the English Defence League, you're separating Islam from England, and that demonises so many Muslims who are also proud to be British.
Can I ask you, because you're a father like I am, Tommy, how are you bringing up your children to think of multiculturalism and belief in other religions and respect for other religions?
My children don't even know what the EDL is.
How old are your kids now?
5, 4 and 2.
Right, so they are very, very young.
I want to shelter them from it as much as I can.
Would you be... What would you tell them that the EDL stands for?
It stands for their freedom.
From?
Domination. Subjugation. Sharia.
What will you tell them about Islam?
To be honest, the facts of Islam. The facts of it. It's not peaceful.
So you'll teach them to be brought up, so your children will be brought up thinking of Muslims as violent.
No, they won't. No, I looked at that when my friend brought his children to my christening.
Your Muslim friend?
Yeah. He brought his three children to my kids' christening, and I looked at my kids with his kids, and I thought, you know what? And I questioned myself because I thought I don't want to actually break those bridges, looking at the children together. Yeah, but at the same time, I want to protect the future. Yeah, so it's a difficult decision for me at the same time. I haven't taught my kids one thing. My kids won't even know what a Muslim is. You say Muslim, they won't understand any of that.
No, quite, at that age. At similar age to my own children.
To be honest, I'm not going to force my views at all on my children.
Are you going to not tell your children that the vast majority of British Muslims are integrated, they pay their taxes, they're law-abiding?
Yeah, of course I'll tell my children that.
At the same time as telling them that actually, though, what they believe is violence?
The Islamic ideology is violent.